Okay, today Rish Chodesh. So let's learn some halachot about Rish Chodesh, Chodesh. Okay, so first of all, are you allowed to work today?
Absolutely.
So you say absolutely. So first of all, okay, so first of all, you have to know that there's a chiluk between men and ladies. Reish Chodesh is their yomtiv. It has a lot to do with the egel, that they didn't give their money to the egel, so they got a present, Reish Chodesh. So let's see, work, Reish Chodesh, men, ladies, what yeah, what not, when yeah, and when not. Okay, so let's start with that. Many Allah, because I want to cover a lot of things today, all right? We have 2 days, Reish Chodesh. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, Ayin Hara B'Halacha, at 1 o'clock, in Agra de Pirka Chazak, across the street. So let me begin by starting Rish Chodesh Mutar Basiyat Malacha. That's the basic rule. You're allowed to do Malacha on Rish Chodesh. Now, does it say what type of Malacha? I would suggest it should be clean work, honest work, right? Mestam a little bit more to be Machmer Rish Chodesh. Right? No? I would say to be more Machmer, a little more on the type of work. Bakal Panim, work Rabota. Rosh Chodesh Tov. Okay. V'yesh Nashim. Don't say all women. V'yesh Nashim. Some. Sheno agot shalo lasses bo malacha. Some women don't do malacha. V'hu minak tov. Now, he doesn't go into who has this minag and who doesn't and how does it become a minag. Good question. Does it have to do with what? The parents? Maybe a girl says, my mother did it, my grandmother, right? This is not for you, this is Pasha. Okay, I just want to know. Maybe I thought, Maybe you're not a woman, maybe you don't go, you don't know what Rish Chodesh is, it doesn't refer to you. Okay, good, I get it. So here's the question, what does it become Minhag Nashim? How does it become Minhag Nashim? Is it Minhag because of what? The grandmother and the great-grandmother? Does Minhag mean I took it on myself? Maybe she went to Bet Yaakov. Yeah, she got in. They let her in the Queens. Okay. And she went to Bet Yaakov. Yeah.
Queens Bet Yaakov is okay.
Yeah, it's all okay. And they let her in, and she said, from now on, I want to keep it. Is that the minhag? Or maybe the minhag is minhag amakom. Maybe it has to do with the type of people that she lives with. The community, the shul, the neighbors. I don't know. It just says some women have such a minhag, and it's a good minhag. Umikol makom, so we know already who, right? It's not for men, it's for who?
Ladies.
Women. And which women? Some, and those that have the minhag. Those that, let's say, don't have the minhag, maybe they should work. Where does it say? We'll talk about this. You know, if you want to stay home and do nothing, that's not what the minhag was. You know, that's what your minhag, and that minhag sometimes you have all year.
Mm.
The minhag of staying home and doing nothing might be the minhag of kol hashana. So what I'm trying to say is, if you do it for the right reasons, and you're the right candidate for it, okay, so then it's a minhag tov. But what are you not allowed to do? A lot of times women say, all right, husband, you got to do all the housework because I'm not allowed to do anything. Will that fly in you guys' houses? I don't think so. She'll be flying out the house faster than you'll be flying, right? It'll be flying, right? So who is it? So let's discuss. She's allowed to do the laundry.
Oh.
Why? But a malacha. And the answer is, the truth, he doesn't go into it. I don't even know why. It's one of the biggest topics. What kind of malacha? You see? So how did I start the shiur? Who does it apply to? And what? Who and what? So the who we got. Nashim, minhag, their minhag. Probably for the right reasons, but what are they not allowed to do? So the question is malacha means housework? Does malacha mean lamates malachas? It's not clear what are we, or maybe just means business, even if there's no malacha involved. Maybe she shouldn't be making money today. It's about not making money. Which malacha are we talking about? So first of all, to put something in a washing machine is not mutar on Shabbat. Yet he says that's not where the problem is. Maybe the reason for that is twofold. One is it's not so difficult. It's not big melacha. It's not extracting attention away from Rosh Chodesh. Right? Or maybe, we could come and say housework is not included. You understand? What melacha? Yes.
Is there opinion that Rosh Chodesh might be Yom Tov?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Is it Yom Tov Lamites Melacha? That's the question. Many Achrayim are busy with this question. He's not. He just says it straight out. Some have a custom, and what would be the custom about? Not about doing laundry. Laundry is okay. All right? I'm telling you again. Some say, what do you mean? Anything that's Melacha, which is electricity. How about lishtof kilim? That's okay. Linakot tabayit. That's okay. Can you imagine if she wouldn't do that?
So to ride that during the year, that's not work, all of this.
I don't know. Whatever you want to say,
so
you're diukim.
I work so hard.
You're diukim. That's your diukim. First of all, when she says to clean the house, she didn't expect to have a husband like you.
You tell you what,
to clean up behind you is not only a work, clean up behind you is a 24/7 job.
My wife's gonna say I work so hard. I'm gonna say it's a machlokas. You
now the
ain
chiluk, the ain chiluk ben nashim nesuot lervakot. Someone to come and say, well, maybe a wife, she's mechuyev to do this, but a regular girl, no. This has nothing to do with wife and not wife. Girls, all malacha that's aser is only not these basic house chores. Okay, so are we clear? And again, I'm being very careful. Because it's a big topic and it's
laundry,
not so simple.
You say laundry is okay?
Yes, one second. I didn't say anything.
I don't know why, because we were all makpidim on the laundry.
I know. That's why I'm saying it. So you know what? So let me read it for you inside. Like this, instead of attacking me, you can attack him straight. I'll give you his address. You write him a letter and you'll say, My father make laundry. So you write it to him. What do you want from me? Okay?
Not to daddy. A lot of ladies don't do laundry because of
the Rosh Chodesh. So let's read it again inside. Umikal makom. What does mikal makom mean?
Yeah.
Mutar. What does mutar mean? You know what mutar means? Yeah. That you know what it is, for sure, right? Mutar, everybody knows what mutar around here means. Lachnis begadin letog mechonak visa.
Mechonak visa. It's not hand laundry.
Ulhafila. Or lishtof kelim.
We let the woman press the button, Rosh.
Ulenakot et habayit. Ve'en chiluk ben nashim l'nesuot. That's why I'm telling you these halachas. It's not so simple. I know it's not simple. All right. Now.
What about Ashkenazim?
They
do the same thing?
Leave Ashkenazim alone.
No, I just
want to know
the halachas.
Ashkenazim.
Ashkenazim, the men
prima donna.
Because they clean the house.
They clean the house. They're prima donna. Prima donna. Prima donna. American princess, Jap.
I know year after year we don't do laundry in the room.
I see. You know, certain things get it. I see a guy got him worked up. He got him worked him up. He worked him up. I think I pressed his button on Rish Chodesh. I pressed his buttons. V'chein nashim ha'ovdais l'tzar panasas habayis. This is for Ashkenaz. V'chein nashim ha'ovdais l'tzar panasas habayis. She works and she makes money. Ein atzriches lizbatel ma'voidasim b'chal reish chayidish. They can go to work. U'belav ha'achi harben nashim kayayim ein anayim alasim alasim. First of all, a lot of women b'chalal don't have this custom. They do work. Well, women don't do work. Of course they do work on reish chayidish. V'yesh ha'amish ha'smoich. V'em min igzer rak l'nashim. This that we talk about not working is only for women. V'loi, don't come and say, I'll work, or I can't go to work, so I have to sit home and be on my phone, right? It's only for women, and it's not for men. Now, how about cutting nails and haircuts and this? This is a big topic. In the world of the yeshivot,
They don't do it.
Are you kidding me? They have so many shaylot. One of the most shaylot you get in Lakewood is Reish Chodesh haircut shaylos. Ooh! Where does it come from? Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said, Reish Chodesh, Yom Tov, haircut, and who knows what's going to happen to you if you take a haircut, la, 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 la. Good? So, do you allow to take a haircut? Mikar adin mutar. Listaper v'ligzaz atzavanayim b'Reish Chodesh. You allow to cut your hair, and you allow to cut your nails. V'chen aminaka yom. U'befrat hanashim. Women for surely don't have this problem. She'en nizariz nizarot b'zeh. Ach, yes, achosheshim, litzava, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, and mistam reish chodesh, tavo, you want to do it, you're not going to tell you. It's what's your question?
That's,
That's
his
psak
is a mitzvah kabbalah.
No, he's our people don't want to do it. Okay, it's not. Listen, it's Rabbi Lachasin. He says Mishmur brings it.
So for where? What are women not allowed to do?
Where is the
question? You're allowed to take care of Rosh Chodesh. The answer is yes. Ariel Avaida. What do you mean?
Heavy work. They can go to work. They can clean the house. They can clean, what are they supposed to do? House is a holiday. I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, where's the difference?
Sewing and knitting. That's what many achrayim say. Knitting.
That's it.
Sewing.
So they didn't bring money to the
sewing.
They didn't bring money sewing to the Egel Azav, and they got a miss. They got a. You can't sew once a month.
So let me answer you. The answer to your question is: I think what he's trying to say is melachas which are in the house. You know, it could turn into a whole story if you don't clean the house, right? There's certain things. Now, again. Yeah, there's a fine line between a clean house and serious malach, like gardening. Should she garden in the backyard? No, she shouldn't garden in the backyard. You understand? Serious malacha, which make you sweat, all right, that's what he's referring to. If she goes to work, so she's just going. She's allowed to drive in a car, right? So what's the big deal? She's behind a desk and she plays with a computer? What's the big deal? She teaches kids in school? Big deal. But gardening and sewing and heavy, strenuous work, that's what he wants. Now, many argue with him. I told you, many disagree with him. Many will say that anything which, adarabba, her housework is where the minig is because she's a woman. So, I don't want to put out policy more than what's written because it's complicated and it's controversial and it could turn into stories because the guy's going to come home and say, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I don't come home and bother me, okay? Whatever her minag is and whatever it is, right, don't shalom bayis. Remember about that. Okay, now, so there's a whole thing about Erev Yom Kippur. Cotton. All right, this will give God. Now, how about on Rosh Chodesh itself? So it's a Yom Tov. So ein oimrim vidui nefilas hapayim. Okay, how about hespedim on Rosh Chodesh? It's an interesting topic. You know why? Because they find a way out on how to do it, no matter who. Any Rish Chodesh, some, there's a Levayat, you know there'll be a Hesped. Unless the person himself will say, you know, I don't want to spay them a Rish Chodesh. Now I'll explain to you what this comes from. Bizman hazeh mutar laharoch Hesped v'Rosh Chodesh v'chol ha-moed al Talmid Chacham. Now, the problem is what the halacha defines as a Talmid Chacham, we don't have today almost. Talmid Chacham is a very high bar. You have to be able to ask him anything, anywhere, and he should be able to answer it. All right? So there are not, everyone is not a Talmud Chacham, right?
You should answer maybe.
That's right.
Maybe.
Shigam bizman hazeh, yesh lanu Talmud Chacham. Because we'll say, for this, we do have a Talmud Chacham. Now, v'chein mutal aspid chacham b'fana b'chanak v'puram bizman hazeh. V'oimrim Allah tfilas tzidu kadin. Okay. So the question is, so where do we say that there's no Talmud Chacham? So he says an interesting thing. You know, there's a knas when we mevayesh Talmud Chacham. You know that, right?
Knas?
Oh, of course. There's a big fine, big penalty. I should really come out as a rich man around here, yeah? Every day I should come out with a big full bank account in my pocket. The reason we don't, because we don't say that we have the real Talmud Chacham. So the answer is, sometimes we say it, sometimes we don't. So the question is, so who is and who isn't? It seems like almost everybody becomes a Talmud Chacham for this. It's an interesting, no really, it's just the way it is. Yeah, he learned, he's a shiva, he's a tzaddik, he's a good guy, okay, hesped, my grandmother, Allah Shalom, Bobby Wolken, passed away on Hanukkah. It was a big funeral. What do we do with a hesped? So Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky said, Eishes Chaver, the wife of a Talmud Chacham, also a Talmud Chacham, hours of hespedim. See, like I said, what's really underlying here? I don't know. It's very hard to define a Talmud Chacham, A. And B, what they'll do is they'll say that there's two parts to a hesped. If you're making hesped to bring people to cry, to feel pain, so you're right, that Rosh Chodesh you shouldn't do. But part of a hesped is also for the people who come to get mussar. The hesped is also supposed to be, so it's an opportunity to give mussar and to help people grow. So therefore, this issue of Talmud Chacham, hesped, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh becomes very gray area and a lot of kula. Now I want to tell you something interesting. You know, Yosef HaTzadik went to the funeral of Yaakov Avinu, his father. On the way there, he went with the brothers. On the way back, it says he broke away from them for a minute. You know where he went? To the place where the nest, the pit, where they threw him in.
Oh. Yeah.
And he went and he said, a bracha shasali nes b'makom hazeh. Mefarshim have a question, why on the way back and not on the way there? It's a medrash. I mean, I don't see, he went, he didn't do that. On the way back, he did it. So the simple answer is maybe he was an einin is brachas, you know, maybe when, yeah. Maybe onen, maybe he was busy with his father. You could say many answers. The Pardes Yosef gives an interesting answer. It's one of the most unique answers. Such an interesting thing. The halacha is when you go to a funeral, you need to go one route, and on the way back, you got to take a different road. And the reason for this is to show different route, different life. You're taking a different path in life. You went to a funeral, it's supposed to change you. You're supposed to say, you know what? I'm taking a different road now.
When you go on the Aliyah, on the Sefer Torah also, you can't go on...
That's something else. That's because you have to go quicker and farther, right and left. That's a different topic. That has nothing to do with different... No, I hear you want to say, could be it's the same thing. Take a different path once you pick up the Torah. Not
you
bad.
Learn something and you
this
go
is a home. Good Sephardic, what do you call that? Nugget. We're not bad. Not, you can book. Add it when you put it in your book. Hopefully two or three people will buy it and you'll be good. I want to tell you something very interesting. You're laughing. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a grandson that wrote a sefer on Lush, on the Malach of Lush. Lush is one of the Lamites Malachs. You're not allowed to knead on Shabbos, water and flour. All right. So he went to his grandfather, like everything in the Bnei Brak, they have to ask Dat Torah, the grandfather, everything, right? So he asked him, how many should he print? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky tells him, wait a second, how many friends do you have? He says, I don't know, maybe 100. Okay. How much room you have in your basement? See, whatever you have in your room in your basement, plus your 100 friends, that's how many you should print. So I give you advice. When you put this nugget into your sefer,
right.
All right, 4 or 5, I think. Four or five volumes.
You'll be surprised.
I'm kidding.
I can sell anything.
Not to me. I don't buy the stuff you're selling me. Uh-huh. Okay, now listen carefully. Yeah? So here becomes a question. How about Su'udas Reish Chodesh? Okay? So Reish Chodesh is a Yantif. You hear? Reish Chodesh is a Yantif. Also, why was I telling you this? Sometimes by a Levaya, where if there's Hesped that will change the people, so they're more Makel, Reish Chodesh. And again, it's up to discretion of the Rav, who is the, what do you call it, the leader of the Levaya. Now, eating on Reish Chodesh. Mitzvah laharbois besudas Reish Chodesh. Now, it's an interesting topic. You know why? I know people that walk around eating all day thinking it's Reish Chodesh. Is that really what it is about, like Erev Yom Kippur, to eat all day because it's Reish Chodesh? Or if there's a thing called Seudas Reish Chodesh, and after that, there's no thing of eating on Reish Chodesh. I've asked many this. You say, you know what, it's interesting. Everybody says what everybody says, but nobody pays attention to what they're saying. When there's a mitzvah of Seudas Reish, now it's different than Shabbos and Yontif. Why? Because Shabbos and Yontif, the karosel la Shabbos, oineg. So maybe every moment there's what to eat on
Shabbos.
There's a great story from Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Right before his Ptira, he was very sick in the hospital. The doctor told him a candy. He's allowed to have a candy. He obviously needed a little sugar, the doctor said one candy. It was 2-3 days before Yom Kippur. He didn't take the candy till Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because on Erev Yom Kippur, every second is another mitzvah. So he used the candy, the opportunities he should get the mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay? Let's say you add a candy. So it's a candy. But on Erev Yom Kippur, if you suck a candy for half an hour, which is an interesting topic, so let's say on Rish Chodesh, or maybe Shabbos. Let's say if I want to eat a whole Shabbos, right? So what I could do is I could take a candy in my mouth, huh? Maybe. Interesting, huh? Or that's just one candy. Interesting topic. The point being, on Rish Chodesh, there's no mitzvah to sit and eat the entire Rish Chodesh. There's a mitzvah to make a Seudas Rish Chodesh, okay? And in that suda is laharbois. And what's the reason for this? Because that shows kavod for the yayin, for the day. It's not so much that the person should have food like on Yontif. You understand the difference? There's a very big difference. On Yontif, it's vikarasa, it's einig, it's Yontif, it's to enjoy. Here it's the kavod of the yayin, that you make a, put it away please, you make a suda, and that suda should be laharbois. And why laharbois? Because then otherwise it looks like a regular meal from a regular day. You need to show that it's a special. So for breakfast this morning, that they stop bringing anyway.
No, it's here.
Oh, it's here, okay. It just has to be on a higher level, right? Because of laharbois, besuda, and that's it. After that, you're done. You don't have to go for lunch and sup, right? It's laharbois, one suda. It's okay. Now, one suda, where is it? It says suudas. It doesn't say suudois.
Right.
You have to read. Don't that you guys right away read suudois Reish Chodesh. It's suu lashon yachid, not lashon rabim. You don't have to go to four different restaurants for suudas Reish Chodesh. Now, v'av shem ikar adin ein chiyuv lechel by pas. You don't even have to eat what?
Bread.
Bread. So it's not even a sudas as a meal. It's about one suda and make it that it should be a special something. All right. A lot of people have a custom that they'll have a special supper. A special supper for Rish Chodesh. You know what the problem with that is? You might not be mekayim at night. It's a big problem, okay? Mi shemarba besudas reish chaydish is bayoyim dai bekach. The ain tzarech laharba is gam besudas leil reish chaydish. She ikra mitzvah sudas reish chaydish hu? Bayoyim. So again, I'm saying, because I know in my house it's that way. In my house, is there any way we could tell everyone to please get off those phones? Because it's really getting me nervous. Really getting me nervous for no reason. I'm here working hard to teach you, and you guys are sitting on the phone. So I'll tell you what, we'll do it the other way around. You give me the phone, and I'll play with the phone, and you guys can work hard. No, it's not a good deal. Okay, now, here, so listen carefully. A lot of times, they have a special supper for Rish Chodesh. It's not going to make it. Even if it's a 2-day Rish Chodesh. When is the Iker of the Suda? The Suda is Ba-Yoyim. Now, here's a good question. When Ba-Yoyim? Could it be a breakfast? Is ever a suda something a breakfast? So I'll tell you, sudas yom tov. Is sudas yom tov a breakfast? Could you go and say, you know what? At 9 o'clock in the morning, I'll eat. A lot of people say it has to be like a lunch. It's a good topic. I unfortunately don't have long time to talk about it, but I'd love to, and maybe tomorrow. Not a bad idea. You hear the question? What is sudas? And again, is it suudas? It's suudas. And what is it? And how is it? And when is it? It seems like throughout the day. Doesn't seem like there's a special, which means breakfast would also be included in the suudas Reish Chodesh. I will have to stop here. I have no choice. But I will also want to talk to you tomorrow about Hallel. Hallel. You know, Hallel takes how long? A minute and a half flat. That's all you hear in the whole hall, okay? Now, someone told me that it's done on purpose. And where does it come from? Two things. One mistake is they don't read well. It says on Rosh Chodesh, Koirim es ha-halel b'diluk. What does diluk mean? Does anyone know what the word diluk means? Skipping. Skipping parts means you skip the middle. You don't say the whole halel. So they translate the word diluk that has to be lidaleg quickly. And diluk, you have to skip 3/4 of the words. The Mekayim, Koirim es ha-halel b'diluk. No, Nisan, no. Koirim es ha-halel b'diluk. So they skip most of it. And they say it so fast that they can't. That's not what diluk means. Diluk means that there's two pieces that you skip. Now, someone told me also that it has to do with ligmor et alel, likro et alel epes. You're supposed to say that some, I don't know, some inyan, and really, some Sephardic Talmud Chacham was telling me this. And I'm listening to him, and I said, okay, what do I know? I don't know, maybe Sephardic Minhagim is, you're supposed to say halal quickly, what do I know? V'tzarech la'aymrei, so I quote, Now, it's a machloik, is this Sephardic rabbi that told me this, and Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef. Because let me see how he says. B'tzarech l'aymrei b'simcha, b'nachas, b'kalrina, v'toida, v'loi b'merutza, v'loi b'merutza. U'minigra hukva, b'kama b'kaimish, aymra hal b'merutza. Kibalas ha-kaidish, they swallow the words. And he's very funny because he keeps on bringing all these psukim that have to do with running. Has nothing to do with hal, but it's cute, right? You hear the psukim. You like the psukim? Lisa, you like the psukim he brings? You hear? You ready? Kibbalas HaKadosh. You know what that's referring to? That's referring in the Mishkan. They weren't allowed to look at the Aron. Kibbalas HaKadosh, swallowing. You're going to get swallowed up by the... So he uses Kibbalas HaKadosh. Then he uses by Mordechai. Haratzim Yatsu Tchufim B'Dvar HaMelech. Another pasuk. Vad Mehera Yoritz Dvarai. Kol Ki Hai Ha'eder Toiv Mimitziyosei. One after another, saying after saying. The point is, you're not allowed to say Ulam. And Larich B'Nigunim. You don't have to have long Nigunim. So what do people do? They say the Halal speeding, but the Nigunim part, they're slow. The exact opposite. Chayrish Chaydish Uyayim She'ein Bay Bitl Malacha La Nashim. Men are allowed to go to work. So keep that in mind. Normal speed, but don't sit there and make your chazanis. Why? Because people have to go to work, and the same applies to the shir of halacha that you give on Rish Chaydish. You have to keep it to the moment because people have to go to work. Baruch Hashem.
Don't overdo it.